Okay, let's begin. All right, so, wow, that's talking about beer, because I think it's sort of come from this year. Okay, so, we all know that we make hamotzi, so it potters a lot of things in the meal. Today I want to talk about drinks. Not everything, but today I want to talk about drinks. Let's start with drinks. When you go ahead and you drink during the meal, they have to make another bracha. Now, it's important to keep... Anything. We're starting with everything right now. Okay. Well, we'll see what we got at the end of this year. But it's important to understand before we begin that a lot of things have to do with the culture. All right. So, in other words, wine halach is always the same because wine has a halachic uniqueness to it, and halach is defined by Chazal. But other brachas are really defined by what people do. So let's look and see like this. So the Gemara says, "Maseches Brachas Tachmemah from the Bay Shalu is Ben Zoma Bimneima Amru Dvar Mavoy Mach Masuda Sachasuda Emtun Brachal of Nem Lachreya." Why do we say that things that come because of the meal, in the middle of the meal, don't require a bracha either before or afterwards? So he says, "Amru Lehem Hol Pat Potrus." And the reason is because pas potters them, right? And therefore, you make one bracha, it's done. Yihachi, if so. Yayin nami niftarei pas, so pas should also pater yayin, right? So he says, the answer is, shiny yayin is different. If you look at the very last line, number one, the Gemara bracha atzmo, yayin brings a bracha by itself. What Rashi explains it is that there are so many times we drink wine when we don't really necessarily have a need to drink wine. We just do it because wine is very chashuv. In other words, so when we get married, we drink wine. When we have a bris, we drink wine. When we have a pinyan aben, doesn't make us drink wine. After benching, we drink wine. There used to be a custom, actually, I think, that in a Beis Avos, to the Savra, they would actually make a bracha of kosher wine. I think so. I'm not sure. There was definitely, but obviously, wine was considered something very, very special. So we're always going ahead and drinking wine. The thing is, we're always going ahead and drinking wine. So even though you don't necessarily want to drink wine, you need to drink wine, it's very chashuv, and therefore the bread cannot potter it. So if you look at the Rashba brings Rashi, and Rashba says, Yayin hu gorm brachal atzmo, perish Rashi zal v'kam makomos huba, wine comes in many places, u'mevarchen alav, afal pishlei shrichim lishtos, even though you don't need to drink, okay, who needs to drink at a chuba, right? who needs to drink at a chuba? As a matter of fact, if you ever noticed, I mean, if you all remember, how much wine do we really drink at the chuppah? What, is it a little simple? And then you always have, I don't know if you've ever seen this, then you always have this one person, this one chassan who feels that he has to drink a shir so he can make al geffen, and after the chuppah they bring a chir so he can sit down and make, I was a wedding like that once, alright? And because of that water you drink during the meal, Einan tunin bracha. You don't need to make a bracha. When you're drinking water during the meal, the reason why you're drinking water is because it's coming to soak the food. And you think that that's a crazy thing that you don't make a bracha. The Gdolei HaTzarfatim, those the greatest of the French rabbis. Okay, so. He says. So therefore, and that's halacha. Based on the shita, we would not, whatever we drink, almost anything we drink during the meal, we would not go make a new bracha on. That's the first shita that the Rashba mentioned. This is how we pass.
So today, it's not just wine. It's not just water. Any shahakol.
I think so, but we're not yet.
We didn't get there because we didn't get the beer yet.
I'm not really focused so much on beer. I talk more about coffee and tea, believe it or not. The Yesh Meforshim, Yayin Gorim Bracha La'atzmo, and some say Yayin has bracha by itself. What does that mean? Klomar Hashtia. It's not the wine, the second shit. The Shtia drinking he goremis. The Shtia causes Bracha La'atzmo. Lefisha Achila Vashtia Shnein Yonim. Because eating and drinking are two separate things. The Efshul Lishtan Lios Ka'achas, and it's not possible, right? That both of them should be like one. It's not possible to be like one.
So why water?
Wait.
Hold on a second. The custom arrived at Zal. The Lefiza Perish Afilu Shtias Mayim Nami by Bracha. So according to the Rabbi, it says even water needs a bracha. The Einu Mechuber VeEinai. And the Rashi doesn't accept that. He says, no, water is not mean of bracha. V'hilkach, afilu, he says, afilu tildosh shosav esachasuta patron levarech, yashlamute minei dahi shosav achasuta. He says, and you can't say the reason that why you drink in the middle of the meal, he says, because you're drinking because of the meal. No. It's not because it's butler meal, but because the bread potters everything. He says water is always part. He says he's always toughled to the past. So Rashba argues, and he says that obviously you don't make a bracha on water because it's toughled to the past. So whatever you say, it's coming when a person drinks water in the meal or drinks soda. It's coming. It's coming to go ahead and to help you digest the food. Soak the food, because sometimes it's hard to drink, to eat, if you eat without drinking. And then there's a third sheet that it says, not only do you make a bracha on water in the meal, but for every cup you make a bracha, right? Why? Mishum destama nimlachu b'shteyem b'chopam. The ankle, yeah, he says, I'm sorry, because you probably, after one cup, you said you weren't going to drink more. He says, the ankle vea atman al shtia tatam kvoshu chal varach al yayim v'sochim me'achol. I'll call kosu kos. The machem she'ein shamayim matzui mihas. He says. He says, just like he says, you make a bracha during the weekday. If you drink wine, you make a bracha in each cup of wine. So for each cup of water, you go ahead and you make a new bracha. And by the way, I would just
separate bracha on each cup. Yeah, each
cup.
So if there's no bottle on the table, right? What does that mean?
No. What did he say that?
What does that mean?
He says, no. The place where wine is not readily found, you make a bracha on every cup of wine during a meal, because it's not assumed you're going to drink cup after cup. So he says when it comes to water also, it's assumed that you're going to drink one cup of water, and then you totally focus out, no more water. Because in other words, in those days, they drank water only
to get down
if they felt they needed it, okay? In other words, they didn't drink as much as...
Yeah,
that's right. They only said, only if they... And obviously, food was different in those days. So he says, the third sheet that says, if you make a bracha on water, and not only that, every glass you make a new bracha, because you didn't assume when you finished the first glass, right, that you have to go ahead and you're going to drink more. He says like this. He says, the divrei Rashi v'tamei al nir and ikar. Now, by the way, I would just say, in defense of the third shita, okay, I haven't done much about looking at research into this, but they say that the reason we drink so much water at one source is because we eat so much, right? And really, it'd be healthier to minimize how much we eat, right? And also minimize the water. Too much water is not good for the body. So again, I don't know what did in those days.
I think the Rambam used to say,
don't
drink.
Right. Rambam says, don't drink the meal. That's for sure. He says, the divrei Rashi is the Tam's al near. And the Kura Rashi says, I hold like Rashi and Tam, that you don't make a brach on water. And the fact that it says that Yayin potters. Well, mishk mashkin doesn't mean mashkin drinks the meal, because that's the motzi potters. That's the psak of the Rashba. So even though we thought that this shita is really a crazy shita, that you make a brach on water, believe it or not, the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes this halach in source number 3. He says, the Shulchan Aruch says, source number 3, im ein lo yayin, if someone does not have wine, remember in those days the drink of choice was wine, if someone does not have wine, v'shos samayim, you drink water, or shar mashke, or other mashke. And by the way, it could be the reason why people did not want to drink water if they had wine, is because as much as we think that, you know, everything was so clean and healthy in those days, our water is probably cleaner than the water they used to drink, because at least we have a filtration system.
Wine was because we used the wine to purify the water, the alcohol and the wine.
Right.
In places they still drink wine. In France they drink wine.
But not for health reasons anymore.
Yeah, right. But that's what it was. He says, "Ein levarach aleihem." Yeah. The chashivi kavoy machas asuda. The water is like machas asuda. Lefisha ein derech lecha veloshtia. Who eats without drinking? The afiyayin lo yitzarech bracha lefanav. He says the only reason why he needs a bracha mineisha hu chashiv kaveya bracha la'atzma. It's chashiv. So therefore, it's its own bracha. It has its own bracha. Avol mayim. So therefore, it's chashiv. It's its own special bracha. Bar piyal gefen. So therefore, pas does not potter it. Avol mayim. Because really, you should make a bar piyal eitz on wine. But since it's so chashiv, it's own bracha. So for that reason, we say that pas does not potter it. Avol mayim or shar mashkim lo chashivi. Other drinks are not chashiv. And therefore, the enem to an bracha is not a bracha. Vafilim hayitzame kodem asuda. And even if you're thirsty before the suda, kevan shelo rotza lishtos us. Since you didn't want to drink before the suda because you were afraid that I guess drinking on an empty stomach would hurt you. Kadesh li aziku hamayim nimsa kishtia samayim esiv zapasu. So the whole reason why you're drinking your water is because you want to help with the bread still. Pas patros and pas paters. That's how we paskin. However, the Shulchan Aruch says, and I think back in the days of Rishonim, there was a big debate about this. There were many Rishonim who made bracha some water. V'yesh omrim levarach al amayim shebesuda. V'yesh mevarachim oh levarach aleim b'chol pam. The staminim b'chol pam. So it's interesting. So the Shulchan Aruch does not say, well, those sheets are ridiculous. And he says, well, there's a big machlokas. So let's say a person wants to drink water in the meal. He's not sure. Should I make a new bracha each time? Not make a new bracha each time. What should I do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'harotza lihistalek min asafek." Somebody that wants to get away from the safek, what he should do? Yoshav kodim netilam machim sudaso. He should sit. He says he should go ahead before he washes his hands. He should go ahead and drink water. V'yivarech al das lishtos v'socha suda. All right, he says, and he should have in mind to potter the drinks in the middle of the meal. Vahaminig Rama says the minig is like the Sfar Rishona, Vasa like Sfar Rishona, and you don't have to go ahead and to make a bracha. Okay, so we see this is really not so nogea to us. However, if you look at the Magen Avraham raises another question. Okay, and he says like this. Source number 4. Lisi lafisha ein derech. Okay, so he says, well, how about whiskey? Is whiskey ba machmas suda or not? That's the question. So he says, the Magen Avraham says mashma the yayin saraf the after ein derech lishtosu tamid. So, very, very strong wine, which was to be whiskey, which it's not the derech to drink it all the time. Lo shacha, what? Lo chaya, lo chashuv gamach masasuda, is not sure to bo mach masasuda, but sarach levarach lam, and you have to make a bracha. The af mi sharagol lishtosu tamid, and even someone who is accustomed to always drink whiskey, okay? But la daito. His custom doesn't really affect because we have to go by what the culture accepts. He says, and therefore he says if you drink whiskey in the middle of the meal, a person has to go ahead and you have to make a new bracha. That's what he says. The afim shows the name Muslim lower taivasamachol, and even someone drinks before the meal to awaken the desire for eating. To sort of create an appetite. Lo other than perish or levarach. It's not better than perish, you have to make a bracha on fruit. The kosher gain hashos nosav emtsa suda or achrei sheinav lachamim ha'itz tumcha shiuchal achel. Okay, so and someone eats in the middle of the meal, right? Or whiskey, and it's only coming to warm up something from the digestion.
So he can digest the food.
Well, yeah, but
the
digestive system. It's out of the digestive system. He says you make a bracha. It's not machzas suda u'milsa achritahi. So the Magen Avraham says that if you drink whiskey in the middle of the meal, you have to go ahead and you have to make a another. You have to go make another bracha. Aval v'tur a similar to stam ashabal hamshakatay mechashav kibba machzas suda. He's the name of the tour. He says that anything which you take which causes the appetite to become stronger is ba machna zasuda. So the Magen Avraham raises this question that what do you do with something like whiskey? Now obviously beer, by the way, I think is ba machna zasuda, but how about whiskey? So then he says like this. And if you look at source number 5, so let's see the Aruch HaShulchan. So Aruch HaShulchan says like this. Aruch HaShulchan says that kol mash nizbaru biyayin avol mayim or shar mashkim. When you drink in the middle of the meal, you don't mean then bracha, because everybody's machmas asuda. Why? He says that second line, the Enach of Loshtir is no eating about drinking, about Kol Yodim. And everyone knows, Shederach Lishtos, Mayash Marsh Toch Hasuda, it's a derach to drink things in the middle of the meal. Ubir Kasmosh Basan. He says, even if you make a bracha on the water, on the drink before the meal, the Motzi Batters. He says, and why? The only reason why he needs his own bracha is because wine is so chashiv. But something that's not chashav chashiv does not need. He says does not need a bracha. So if we look three lines end of the first paragraph. And I saw someone who writes that the yayin sarav does not come to create an appetite, and therefore you got to make a bracha. The any odeya perish lazeh. I don't understand what he's talking about. Okay, he says vzeh. He says, right? In our days, everyone knows you drink whiskey in order to create an appetite, in order to make the heart stronger, to let people get ready for eating. He says, that when you drink whiskey, right, you don't make a bracha mula meal. However, he said like this. Now, he says,
so we don't.
I guess not. Let's hold on a second. He says like this. And then, okay. He says, and then he mentions the machlokes we saw before about water, the three shitas, right? He says that the first shita we saw about water is that you don't make a bracha in the middle of the meal on water. The second shita is you make a bracha on water. And the third shita is that you make a bracha each time. He says like this. So he goes on, he says, if you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth line of the bottom paragraph on the first side, Ubishari Mashkin lo shayach lo amrakein, the rak mayim mivnei she'em botam nimlachu. So when he say that, according to the third sheet, that you make a bracha in each cup of water, it's by water, because since water is not of a taste. So bottom line is, I'm interested in drinking more, and if you decide to drink more, just something happened to come up. He says, "Avol shechar u'medvash loving nimlach." When it comes to beer and something made out of honey, a soda, everyone drinks one cup. They want to drink a second cup.
It's just probably mead. It's a kind of wine.
Okay, fine. Okay, I'm comparing it today. I obviously realize it's not the. I think he uses, by the way, mead. They use lashon mead. So I think it's my impression. Yeah, my impression is soda the other day. That's my impression. Yeah, whatever. That's not my impression.
With your meal, you have to make a bracha on each cup.
According to the third sheet, we don't pass him that way. Then he quotes the Machaber that if someone wants to be yotzi all this suffix before he washes, he should go ahead and drink water before he eats, right? And make a bracha and have kavana that this should pater to drink in the middle of the meal. All right, he says. And then there's two lines in the bottom. Ulechein kam medachtim. He says, and there's many people are medachtim like halacha. Lito maat yain sarv kornish nolte yadav. He says, is that the ladav of the almond? It's different. Some people that they have a drink of whiskey before the meal. Why? They want the drink of whiskey to go ahead, right? And pater to drink them in the meal. So I don't know if you ever seen this, but if you ever saw people that drink whiskey before the meal starts, and you wonder why they do that, I don't know. This is where it started from. It started halachic consideration to pater all the drinks in the middle of the meal.
The question is,
if they
know that.
Yeah. And this is just to make things better. But Iker Ladina, the Ain Tarak Lavarach Lamayim, the Omega Brachan water, Ushar Mashkim Shahakov Lo Od, Elafilo Hayutsame Kormachiloso. Okay? Let's say you're very thirsty before you eat. Okay? But you decide not to drink. You turn the page and you go ahead and you drink the meal. It's not shayach to the suda. Because you were thirsty beforehand. Right? He says, why? Because why didn't you drink beforehand? He says, because for whatever reason, before the meal, when you're very thirsty, you're afraid the water won't be so good for you. Alright? He says, in other words, I guess, and if you drink right before the meal, you're afraid that drinking water, I assume, will impede the digestion process. Right? The Rambam says you shouldn't drink within an hour of the meal, I think, as mentioned before. Yeah, and then before an hour, right? So he didn't drink because of that reason. He says, and therefore he says, doesn't make a difference. You still don't make a bracha, as the minhag hapashut, and He says.
There's an important phrase. Im kein tzorach seudahu. You didn't drink it before because you aren't making part of the meal.
So he basically says that you have to go ahead and you have to make a. You don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. He says right. He says now. He says like this. Ayin Taz. He says who quotes that you make a bracha on whiskey. And that Taurus Zakenim writes in the same of Summer is that if the whiskey's on the table, you don't have to make a bracha. He says, in his days, he says, and this is very important, the Yayin Sarf was not Shayach L'Achila, Aval Nishtanu Aitim. Okay? He says, the times have changed. V'yameinu lo yedanu open achar v'atzlein yayin sarf hu rak leis to ochel l'hamshik tayves amachal v'yin tzorach v'rachen v'yin gaposhet. He says, times have changed, and therefore, if someone has whiskey in the middle of the meal, you don't go ahead and you don't make a new bracha. Okay, so the in source number 6, the Mishnah Brura mentions the same, it goes to the same inyan. So about drinking whiskey, and I assume most of us most of us don't drink whiskey during a meal, right? But let's see how it's relevant to us.
There are people who have like a...
Let's see how it's relevant. So, bottom line is, I think that as Aruch HaShulchan says today, you wouldn't make a bracha. But let's see, it's fascinating. We'll see the Aruch HaShulchan at the end. Vatam kil'el lefi she'en achiv lo shtia. Right? He says, again, why do we not make a bracha on drinks? Because there's no eating about drinking. When it comes to whiskey, there are those who say, you need a bracha on the suda, because we don't drink whiskey because we're thirsty. He says, Kishar mashkim, see, even though we saw the Aruch HaShulchan before, the Magen Avraham before, who seemed to start off and say that you do make a bracha on whiskey. In the end, he quoted the Torah, said no, since the whiskey in the middle of the meal comes to me'orah the taiva, so to create an appetite, you don't make a bracha. V'chashiv gamze machmas asuda. He says, "V'hu adin beperos haboyim hamshich taivas hamayachila." If you eat fruits to create an appetite, so even though fruits need a bracha for the meal, if you eat fruits to create an appetite, then you wouldn't make a bracha. And he gives an example: what kind of fruits are there to create an appetite? Kagon lemonish hamaluchim, salted lemons.
Pickled lemons.
Okay, ozayas maliach. I don't know what that is. Okay.
Pickles.
Okay. Yaltsiva.
Pickles.
Okay. So when a person has a pickle in a meal, all right, you don't make a bracha. It's part of the tochasuda. I never knew the shaila. All right. That. Okay. He says. However, he says the chayin hetik eza achronim with emes hayroel no kedas nochavli nishar mashkim. Okay. He says, the truth is, the Magen Avraham says, the Mishmur says, it's good to be not like the Machaber and to drink something before you wash. Have kavanah for all the drinks in the meal. And the Yavarech Halmat Yayin Sarav Konam Atil Al Tasiftor Mashashav Dachasuda, Bine Sheyesh Boze, Elish Olam Nagu Hakal, the Olam is Nagu Hakal, as we know, to not make a bracha and drink in the meal, Vyesh Olam Nismoch. He says, now, the chol zeh v'soch hasuda, in the middle of the meal, you don't make a bracha. Al mishos es yayin sarav achar hasuda. The oz b'vaydai, daito l'rach l'achal ha-mazon, l'kuli almat sarach bracha. If someone has a shot of whiskey after the meal is over, before benching, you have to make a bracha. That's what he says. He says, mikol makon nira li.
Before benching or after benching?
Yeah, before benching. Mikol nira li dim achal maichol shamei.
If it's after benching vada, you have to make a
you're right. Yeah. He says, it seems to me that someone eats something fatty. V'lokach ma'i ayin sarv l'hapeg ha-shamnunis to sort of mute the fat. V'viv, and rachol v'inyin zeh hu b'chlal tafal l'ochol v'chal afi v'achal k'marasud ayin sarv l'varach. Fine. So it seems from here, if someone has a shot of whiskey before the meal is over, right before benching, right? He should make a bracha. That's what it seems
to
me.
What about people have it after fish?
Or in between the fish and the fish, you have one.
No,
you clear the palate so that they can eat the meat.
Yeah, I think it's Torah Achila, I think so. Okay.
Okay, what about my neighbor comes in all the time on Shabbat and says, He does a l'chaim with my husband in the middle of the meal. And we're in the middle of the meal, so he has to make another bracha.
Who, your husband?
Yeah.
No, I think it's Sorach Achila. Okay. I think your husband enjoys it. It's okay. So the Kasev Achai Adam. Dim Shosa, I've learned a few things in the last 10 years. Dim Shosa Achar Gemar Sudoso coffee, okay? After meals over, you drink coffee, okay? Here it comes, very relevant, all right? Hura Kedela Achal Amazon. Shabur says, only coming to digest the food. The Lo Dummy Lashara Mashkin. It's not Dummy Lashara Mashkin, the Alkain. Tzorach levarech bracha rishona. You have to make a bracha rishona. Zechai Adam says, if you drink coffee at the end of the meal, you have to make a shahakol. He didn't discuss too. If ain't mukrach, he says, and therefore Mishavura says, v'nachon shiyavarech mitchila al mat sugar. You should make a shahakol on the sugar. Lift or a coffee. V'chol zeh shachol in chol. He says, and this only applies to weekday, because in Shabbos you obviously made a bracha before you ate, and that potters everything. He says, that's the bottom line. So,
wait, what did you say about Shabbos?
Shabbos, you made a bracha on wine before the meal, so that potters everything. So he says, therefore, what?
Not for
Sudan. Yeah, we're not talking about that. So therefore, he says, so the Mishnah Berurah says, has this thing about coffee, that he's not sure, you should make a shahakol out of the sugar. So I have a question to ask. I'm sorry for doing this. Okay, how many of us have had coffee for dessert at the end of the meal? Okay? Okay. And haven't made a shahakol?
None of us.
Okay, neither have I. Let's go on. Okay? The Sharat Zion says like this. Let's hold on. He says, Sharat Zion says, V'yamagun Avram chalak v'zeh gufa. That's the Mishnah Berurah. That's his commentary. That's the parish of Mishnah, when Mishnah Berurah brings his sources. Okay. He says, V'yamagun Avram chalak v'zeh gufa. He says, fine. He says that if you eat this whiskey and gin meal after Birkas Amos, you need a bracha, because then it's coming to create a taiva, right? He says, drink whiskey at the very beginning of the meal, right after Amotzi. Yeah. He says, and then the Shazan says, all depends on what a person's doing, okay? And a person drink whiskey because they want to drink whiskey, right? You don't make a new bracha. All right.
You don't
make a new bracha. Yeah. He said, that's the very important. He says, that's the most important thing to remember. So then, let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, Aruch HaShulchan says in source number.
When do you need a bracha?
The Mishnah says, beginning the meal, after you wash, you have a shot of whiskey, you need a bracha. All right? And I'm going to say, no, it all depends on what you're feeling, why you're doing it. He says, the Aruch HaShulchan, source number 8, says like this. Kein hamashka coffee, mafik hamaycho. The point of the coffee, he says, is to sort of mute the effect of the food, and the shayach to the suda, nibracha. Avoltei, ainu misuda b'tzarach bracha, but tea is not from the meal, and you need to make a bracha. I just want to say one thing, okay? I'm going to tell you, my father used to drink a lot of tea, okay? I'm going to tell you. If I was a standard European thing,
yeah.
And I never saw him make a bracha. Never saw him make a bracha on tea at the end of a meal. Okay, never. So, obviously it depends why you're doing it, okay? My father happened to enjoy tea.
Okay?
So, what I'm telling you is that it's fascinating. I just brought Makaris to say, you make a bracha on coffee, you make a bracha on tea, and I'm finishing off and I'm saying, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? It says, if you do not, now, I would just tell you that it could be that if you're sitting around and schmoozing for a long time, right? And then you pour yourself a cup of tea, it could be like the meal is over, and then you shouldn't make a bracha on that.
If you drink it with your dessert?
Yeah, I don't think you matter.
Tea,
I don't. Noah?
We have tea.
Yeah, do you make a bracha?
No.
No, okay. No one makes brachas. Like my father always had tea at the end of the meal. Always had tea at the end of the meal. Okay? Yeah? I used to always say about tea is this, that I'm healthy, I don't drink tea. Now I drink tea in the winter. That's the bottom line. Anyways, all right.
Living in Florida for 20 years.
We'll leave it here.